In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sunday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Bengals 34-27. J.K. Dobbins, the go-ahead 27-yard touchdown run with 18 seconds to go. Now, San Diego led this L.A. led this game 27-6. The Bengals come back and tie it. They had a couple of missed field goals along the way. They had chances to win. They didn't. The Chargers get the go-ahead score late. They come away with the victory. They're 7-3. Here is Ja'Marr Chase. I would say a difficult question that he was asked, basically intimating how terrible the defense was.
Do you think that the way that the defense was playing in the first half and just kind of how easy it was for the Chargers to score, do you feel like that kind of deflated you guys as an offense?
Not really. You know, if the defense down, we gotta pick them up, vice versa.
All right, it's a tough question. That's a nice answer, right?
We all know your defense sucks, Ja'Marr. Like, how bad on a level of 1 to 10 do they suck?
But I thought he gave a good answer. He defended the defense. Yeah. We gotta stick up for them. Then there was the question about their kicker.
You've seen Evan obviously make plenty of big kicks. Obviously, he missed two tonight. What do you say to him? Do you say anything? What's going through your mind?
But he knows to make those kicks. You know, that's why we paid him those bucks, to make those kicks in crunch time.
He knows to make those kicks. You know, that's what you say to him. You know to make those kicks.
You know what's amazing? Yeah. Watch, because I watched all 6 minutes of this. He held his tongue a lot until
like
then.
He's disgusted. He wants to win. This way most players are. They try to do the best they can, but they're emotional after the game, especially this game last night. This comeback.
Yeah, you're right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like we might have another long snapper choked out. This keeps up.
Like these wide receivers, man, they're not afraid to call them out.
Yeah. No, they are not. So that was very interesting. But a good win for the Chargers. The Bengals 4-7 despite all these because of all these really difficult losses at the end of games. The Bills beat the Chiefs 30-21. Sean McDermott, that team was 9-0. They come into your building, you win. Is that a statement win?
It's not a statement. It's the next game, and it's hard to win games, you know that. And to win 9 and to win against a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls and coached by Andy Reid and quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes
is pretty impressive. So they're 9-2. The Chiefs are 9-1. The Packers beat the Bears 20-19. They blocked Cairo Santos's field goal at the end.
I kind of want Buffalo and Detroit in the Super Bowl.
That's what we were talking about earlier. It's what it should be.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It sure does.
Everybody else get out of the way. Let those guys go play. That'd be a fun game, I think.
Yeah.
I hate the Lions. I'm sorry.
I know.
I've always hated the Lions.
Okay, all right.
I mean, they...
Understood.
Vikings haven't won a Super Bowl either. The Vikings are
8-2. I'm just trying to be objective. You know, I'd love to see the Bengals and the Lions in the Super Bowl. That would be a great Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
That's nah, just the lovable Lions. They haven't been there.
Well, the unlovable Bears. Here's Matt Eberflus. They thought they were about to win the game. They don't. Sucky loss.
Disappointing. And They should have had a walk-off field goal win there. And again, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't, as they block. They got a hand on that field goal. He says, in the end, he stands tall and says, we will be okay.
It takes true strength and true courage, I told him. And, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do.
He's right. That's exactly right. That's what you should be saying.
Yeah. Keep scrolling through your TikTok for more inspirational stuff.
Oh, God. Man, I'll tell you what, you guys are tough. Okay, I mean, what do you want them to say? Yeah, the season's over. We suck.
No,
we
just don't be so cheesy.
Well, it's just giving you what he thinks is the appropriate thing to say.
No, we're nothing. We're dead. Yeah. We're dust. And absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
There you go. That's perfect.
Pretty honest.
Go right into the jet locker room with that.
Oh, gosh. That's funny. Seahawks, Niners. How about the win for Seattle late?
Geno gets him back to the line of scrimmage. 22-21. Gets the snap. Looks. Steps up. Gonna run. 10-5. Geno. Touchdown. Seahawks. Holy catfish.
The Jets had all along.
Is that his signature call? Is that? It's I don't know. I've never heard
Holy
that.
Holy catfish! I don't know. I never heard that one either. I'm not sure, but they win. Did Seattle 20-17? 12 seconds to go, so they beat the Niners on the road. Good win for them.
What happened in that game? Man, Nick Bosa gets a sack, gets hurt, comes out of the game. Seattle goes on two touchdown drives right after that.
Amazing, right?
Yes,
the impact. The Lions are 9-1 with their win over the Jaguars, 52-6. How about this number? They had 38 first downs in this game.
God,
38.
Surprise,
was the Jets had half of those.
Did they even have seven? I don't think they had
the
half,
Jets?
Did they?
No.
Right, exactly. They had, 5-3 and outs to start the game. Here's Doug Peterson. His team just got completely run over. Are you worried about being fired Monday morning?
I can't control that. Listen. I've been around this league a long time, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, obviously, but at the same time, I still have a job to do. And
I don't know if he's going to have a job much longer, but we shall
probably happen at 10:05 today.
That's usually when it does happen. Monday Night Football, you got the Cowboys playing the Texans. The Knicks did beat the Nets 114-104, taking both games Friday and Sunday, 26-15 for Karl Anthony Towns, all five Knicks starters. In double figures, the Knicks home for Washington tonight. Your St. John's beat New Mexico 85-71. The crowd was chanting, "Who's your daddy?" Mm-hmm. Rick Pitino was telling him to quiet down. He didn't care for that. But St. John's does win that game by 14.
How about the Garden? So you got UFC on Saturday night. You got St. John's at noon. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Knicks and Nets.
They hustling.
Time. Yeah. Those folks are working over there, man.
They are hustling. You're not kidding. And the Rangers shut out the Kraken in Seattle 2-0, 24 saves for Jonathan Quick.
How about that? Maybe we should pay Jonathan Quick. Keep throwing up shutouts.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.